On the line with me now is Baltimore City Elections Director, Mr. Armstead B.C. Jones, Jr. Mr. Jones,
I understand there's been a surge over the gubernatorial primary in 2014. Talk to me about that.
Well, of course, at this time, we are probably close to 20,000 that have voted on this last day of early voting. The polling place, early voting site opened this morning at 10 a.m. and will remain open until 8 p.m. this evening. The last time we did early voting, we ended up around 15,000 voters in 14, and then in 10, we had around 7. So early voting is catching on in the state of Maryland and specifically Baltimore City.
In your opinion, with the turnout that you've seen so far, you seem to be impressed with the turnout so far in the early voting. What does this mean for you in your suggestion or opinion for Tuesday? Does that mean you expect a big turnout on Tuesday?
Well, I do expect a good turnout. All 296 precincts are ready for Tuesday, June 26th. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. And we are ready for them. So I encourage everyone, they can still come today and come out on the 26th of June for Election Day.
So voters can register and vote on the same day, but not on primary or Election Day.
That's exactly right. They can do it during early voting, same day voter registration.
So the polls close at 8 o'clock tonight. The things that people will need to bring with them to the polls would be what?
Just bring themselves, as long as they're registered. There's no ID required, not unless you're a first-time voter. And then first-time voters have to show ID for the first time only. And then after that, all they do is come in and give their name, and then they will be asked for their date of birth and to verify them, and that's it.
And they can register on-site?
They can register on-site at early voting sites, yes.
And so Tuesday, people have questions about provisional ballots or anything like that?
Well, of course, on Tuesday, provisional ballots, we have had our training, and we've emphasized with the judges the importance of the provisional ballots and processing them. And so if it's any voter comes that's and they are not sure of their identification and that we can give them a provisional ballot. And I call it a cure-all for the meantime, for on the spot. And doing that, we're not sending anyone away without them having at least the opportunity to vote. Then it's verified downtown, and if it's good, then it will count.
Baltimore City Elections Director, Mr. Armstead B.C. Jones, Jr. with us.
Mr. Jones, a lot of people don't like provisional ballots. They think that the provisional ballot don't count, won't be counted. Any truth to that? How do you break that?
Well, I can let all of the listening audience know. Provisional ballots are processed. If they are verified, they will count. If we find out that they cannot be processed with the necessary information and details according to the way the law is written for provisional ballots, it will not count.
And so provisional ballots usually is when a person, they've moved and they haven't updated their address.
Well, even with them moving, a lot of times they can find them in the e-poll book, give them an opportunity to go to their polling place, or if they stay there, then we could offer them a provisional ballot.
Besides the death of Kevin Kamenetz, his name still being on the ballot, Valerie Ervin has dropped off the ballot. Are there any other changes to the ballots for Tuesday?
No, the ballot is what it was weeks ago. It is the same today for early voting as it will be on Election Day.
All right, Mr. Armstead, B.C. Jones, Jr., he's the Elections Director for Baltimore City. Mr. Jones, thank you so much for your time with us here at WEAA.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye now.